There's an old saying that a little goes a long way. Do you believe that? A little goes a long way. How many flies have to be buzzing around a room before you get annoyed? I don't know about you, but just one will annoy me greatly. How many roaches do you have to see in a room before you want to fumigate the whole house? Probably just one. How much dirt do you have to see on your kids before you're going to go and make them take a bath? Probably not much. Now, on a more positive note, if you are in a room that is absolutely pitch black dark, lighting just one candle will brighten things greatly and enable you to see everything. Or when you've had a really bad day, you know, just one genuine compliment or one sincere word of encouragement will lift your spirits and make you feel a whole lot better. I guess you'd say, yes, it's true. A little goes a long way. Now, in the 17th chapter of Luke, Jesus has just finished telling his followers how much they can accomplish, how much they can defeat sin, how they can really get along with others in a wonderful way. And he tells them to forgive. If somebody does you dirty, somebody hurts you bad, forgive them. As a matter of fact, if they do it 7 times in one day, and each time come back and say, I'm sorry, forgive me, that you need to and should forgive them 7 times in one day. And when he tells them that, his first followers have this kind of reaction. They say, yikes, we don't have enough faith to do something like that. Come on, 7 times in one day? What do they say next? They say, increase our faith. And it's to that statement that Jesus reacts. Increase our faith. We need more faith to do what you're talking about doing. And no doubt that would be your reaction too, if you heard Jesus and you are hearing Jesus say this. I know that if I would have a tough time forgiving somebody, in the same day they hurt me really, really bad, and they come back and say, please forgive me, I'd have a tough time doing it the second and the third time. The fourth time, that would be really hard. I suspect by that time I would probably be shouting, heck no, get out of my face, forget it. I'm not doing that. That's how we would react. No, we are just like Jesus' first followers. We need more faith to do that much forgiving. But how much faith do we need? Jesus says, not much. If faith were like seeds, well, you know, even a tiny mustard seed would be enough. Really? Jesus, really? And Jesus says, yeah, really. When it comes to faith, a little goes a long way. And you see this mulberry tree here? You must have been standing near a mulberry tree. He said, if you had faith, just a little faith, you could tell this tree to go jump in the lake, and it would do it. In another translation, you know that he said the same thing about a mountain. You see that mountain over there? You could tell it to move, and it would move. Faith to move mountains. With just a little faith, you could tell a mountain to take a hike. Interesting. Very interesting. And very hard to believe, right? What if I were to tell you today that our church has all we need to do great works for God? That God has already given us enough people to do his work, enough good ideas, given us enough financial and spiritual resources to do the job. We've got enough time, we've got enough energy, we've got enough money. Nothing that God demands is impossible for us right here today. I suspect you would hear something like that and you would say, man, that sounds strange. Really strange. That sounds kind of ridiculous, really. Of course, we don't have enough money to do what we would like to do. We don't have enough volunteers for all the tasks we undertake. And everywhere we turn, we find we need more. We need more. Well,
A wise old pastor told a young minister, he said, "Son, as a pastor, you're going to learn all the shortcomings and sins of your people. It will be too easy to be overwhelmed by all that and be defeated by a too pessimistic assessment of them. Just remember, your people, for any of their shortcomings and problems, are still God's people, the ones that God has sent to be the church in your time and place. They are the best that God has." I believe his words ring true. For despite all of our shortcomings, we are the best that God has in this place, in this time, right here, right now. And we are all that God needs to do the great things that he wants us to do in the world. Because our confidence is not in us, it's not in our faith, but our confidence is in God. And there's a big difference between the two. Another time Jesus said, "Forgive 7 times 70. 7 times 7. Stuff like that. Multiple times. More than the 7 times he mentioned here in Luke's chapter. And we look at Jesus and we say, you know, well, Jesus, I'll do the best I can, but, you know, I'm really not that religious. And Jesus says, "Well, I've given you all that you need to follow me. Now get on with it. Do it." God makes it possible for you to do more than you think you can do. You've seen this truth verified probably in your own life, or at least maybe in the lives of somebody else in this church, or people in your family, or somebody you know. Somebody who has just said, maybe you've said it of yourself, "I just can't handle this. I've got more on my plate than I can cope with. I've got more on my time, my body, my mind, my soul. I'm going to crack." But you didn't crack. You didn't fall apart. That person who was under great stress and saying something like that, if it wasn't you, they made it. They made it through by the grace of God. And there was more power there than they realized. There was more resources available to them than they had tapped into up until that moment. They not only survived, they triumphed. You ended up being a stronger person after you came through that terrible ordeal. So your assertion that you just couldn't handle it proved to be too modest. Maybe it was an accurate assessment of you, but it wasn't an accurate assessment of God. He could handle it, and he took care of it just fine. He moved a mountain in your life and got it out of the way, or helped you over it, or something like that. Because the power that he has for us is not in you. It's not even in your faith. That's not the point. The power is in God, and that makes all the difference. A faithful life begins one step at a time with the little things, the small things. We don't say to a young athlete who's starting off, we don't say to them, "Okay, you go and jump 18 feet in the pole vault the first time." We don't say that to them. We say, "No, hey, you know, start with the bar low, practice going over that, and then raise the bar, and then practice going over that. And when you've mastered that, raise the bar and build it up." We don't say to a young musician, "Okay, go and play one of Beethoven's violin concerto. Go ahead, do it." No, we give them easy pieces of music. Say, "Practice. Get this one good. Then one that's a little harder. And you master that one. And then a piece of music that's even more difficult to do." And he or she builds up to being able to do great things from the little. By forgiving the little things, we practice at forgiving the bigger things. Don't we? Maybe that's one way to think that God will achieve in us that which Jesus said he wants done. You know, in John Irving's The World According to Garp, there's two married people named Helen and John, and they have hurt one another in many ways, large ways and small ways. This married couple has hurt one another. And eventually they are so estranged that they can't even speak to each other. And part of the reason they can't speak is that they've both been injured in a very severe, bad accident. They can't talk. not only because they're estranged, but they just can't talk. But after days of silence, John takes a piece of paper, scribbles on it, and hands it to his wife. And it simply says, "I don't blame you." And after a while, he hands her another slip of paper, and it says, "I don't blame me either." And then he hands her a third piece of paper, and it simply says, "Only in this way can we be whole again." Sounds like a good start, doesn't it, for John and Helen? Sowing the seeds of forgiveness. Doesn't have to be something big. Faith is a gift. It's not our personal achievement, okay? And our depth of faith may seem small to us, but Jesus promises that a small amount of faith is enough. He says it's enough. And I simply ask you to think about these things.